Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some changes and trends that we're seeing in milk marketing across the United States. The Milk Marketing Administrator does an excellent job of summarizing how milk is produced in different areas of the United States. They usually divide it up by counties, and we track whether or not those counties are increasing or decreasing in their milk marketings over the years. California continues to be a very strong producer, and a very high percentage of our milk is actually produced in the state of California. Now, here's some good news or some things for you to think about here in the central part of the country. For many years now, we've seen an increase in cattle in Kansas, but also in some of our neighboring states. Particularly here in Kansas, we have a few of our counties that are really growing quickly. Most of those obviously in the western part of the state. However, in the Northeast, we also see some increase in milk marketings there, and that's the result of expansion of some of the farms in that region and the fact that we have fairly stable production from all of the farms there. However, the strength for us here in Kansas is that we are a growing milk market. It's going to be more consolidated than it has in the past, that is true. But it is still a growing market, and with the new plant in Dodge City and an expansion of the plant in Hugoton, we will continue to see cow numbers grow and our percentage of milk marketed here on our orders will increase over the next 5 years. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.